Hey guys, welcome to Killer Convos, where we discuss famous and not so famous killers. I'm Christy, and I want to thank you for stopping by and checking out my podcast. Today we'll be talking about Herman Webster Mudgett, or better known as H.H. Holmes. Let's get started. On May 16, 1861 in New Hampshire, H.H. Holmes was born as Herman Webster Mudgett. Holmes grew up as a privileged child, and it was said that he was quite intelligent from an early age. Holmes then became interested in medicine, which led him to practice surgery on animals. It is also said that Holmes had caused the death of a childhood friend. From what I know about serial killers, animal cruelty or causing death at an early age is a sign of being a serial killer, though being a serial killer is not a diagnosis. The weirdness did not stop there. Holmes continued his interest in medicine, attending the University of Michigan as a medical student. While he was attending the U of M, Holmes would steal corpses and use the bodies to make false insurance claims. We'll discuss this farther in the podcast. Here is where we get into the fun stuff. In 1885, Holmes decided to move to Chicago, Illinois, where he began working at a pharmacy under the alias Dr. Henry H. Holmes. Holmes took over the business, and there was a rumor that turned up later on that Holmes murdered the owner. Close to the pharmacy, Holmes was working on bigger plans. Yep, you have it right. His three-story building of terror was being constructed. In these plans, the upper floors were dedicated to his living quarters and included small rooms where he tortured and killed victims. It is said that many of the contractors who worked on the building disappeared. Maybe it was because Holmes did not want anyone finding out about his plans. Included in his terror castle were trap doors and chutes that would make it easy for Holmes to get rid of bodies down to the basement. I mean, who would want to carry a whole body down that many floors? I know I wouldn't. Not Holmes either. When the bodies reached the basement, Holmes would be able to burn the remains, or in some instances, he would sell the skeletons to universities for teaching of anatomy. A little fun fact to throw in there. It is said that the University of Michigan has or had one of H.H. Holmes' skeletons for their medical program. Now strap in, because here is where we really get into Holmes' grimy ways. In Chicago in 1893, there was a Columbian Exposition that was held. Of course, Holmes was quick to jump on this and opened his doors for guests to stay. Many of these guests did not make it out alive, and the name Murder Castle was given to the building. There is no exact number of the amount of guests that were killed during this exposition. Many women were seduced by Holmes and killed. Holmes was a man notorious for getting engaged to different women, but these women would magically disappear. There were other victims who were enticed to come to the murder castle because they were promised employment. During this time, Holmes found himself an accomplice to help carry out more of his insurance fraud schemes. The fellow would go by the name of Benjamin Peitzel. Peitzel was married with five children and would become one of the pawns in Holmes' schemes. It was too late to stop Holmes from committing his final murders. Holmes ended up killing Peitzel. Peitzel's wife believed that he was in hiding. During this, Holmes used his manipulative ways to get Miss Peitzel to allow him to travel with three of the five children. These children became victims to Holmes. Holmes was on the run from authorities, but eventually everything catches up to you. Holmes was arrested in November of 1894. During interrogations, Holmes gave different stories to the police. He even admitted to killing 27 people. Holmes was convicted in 1895 of the Peitzel murder. Holmes attempted to appeal his case, but with no surprise, he lost. Holmes died by hanging on May 7th, 1896, and is buried in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. You may wonder what happened to the murder castle in Chicago. Well, in August of 1896, the whole hotel caught on fire and an explosion came from the first floor windows. Today, there is a post office that is built on this property where the infamous murder castle once stood. There was a documentary I was watching not too long ago, trying to search for the Peitzel children. And they believe that some of the bodies are hidden out on a farm by some trees, and that there may be possibly a body that is underground where the post office is currently sitting. But obviously there's no way to tear up where that body would be at the post office, because they would have to take that whole building down. So there'll be some mysteries and bodies that'll still never be found due to H.H. Holmes. See you next week with an all new episode. As always, thanks for listening to Killer Combos.